everybody. This is a show about nothing.
Yes.
Revisiting Terrace House. Episode 7.
Episode 7. I'm your host, Aoife.
And I am Tama.
And welcome back. Sorry for the delay this time.
Yeah, we've had a busy-ish week,
busy-ish, I suppose. Full of adult responsibilities.
Oh, yeah. It's just adulting is hard.
How do you adult without knowing how to calculate things? I still don't understand how to budget.
Yeah, no. So the first thing we learned about, you know, we're newlyweds still. We're still in our first year. And we learned that we need to be able to count.
Yes, because budgeting is important. Because there are things like mortgages and taxes, and insurance.
Yep.
This is why we watch stuff like Terrace House.
Yeah. Well, how does that compute even? Oh,
it's more like, you know, like never so mind. There's not, so you don't have to think about counting. You just have to imagine adult life just being about living with friends and just going on dates, you know.
Oh my god. Yeah, that's true though. One thing about Terrace House I noticed is that they rarely talk about the money bit.
No, they never talk about the money.
Because like we also watched this other Japanese reality show called Ainori.
Yes, Ainori.
Ainori fans guys, out there, anyone there?
Right, you guys have to watch Ainori. It's like really good. It's like a different kind of reality TV show.
It's more in line with normal.
Yeah, with
the Western American Western TV shows. But it's very how do you say this? Grassroots, I suppose. Yeah, but anyways, in that show they show you like the money aspects, you know, how people are given the responsibility to hold on to money.
Yeah, that's true.
Because they're basically like on a budget, on a shoestring budget.
Yeah.
And they go around Asia.
They go around Asia. Well, Southeast Asia. In this series, they go around Southeast. No, is it Southeast Asia?
Yeah, it's Southeast Asia.
Don't they go to like Hong Kong or Taiwan or something? They go to Taiwan.
But yeah, Taiwan's in the South China Sea.
I mean, even then, because one of the contestants, not to be like a spoiler or anything, but one of the contestants was a civil servant and he was actually on leave. So he had a limited time to find his true love.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But then that should probably be talked on another podcast.
Another podcast about Ainori, because this is about Terrace House.
Yeah. And just to drive home my point earlier is, they just don't show the money aspect of it. They show all the participants, you know, working. They look like they're well off. Maybe it's the house and the the facilities and all the nice places they shoot at, and you know.
But I guess you never see them like budgeting or anything.
No.
But then like even then, you know, like why would they budget? They're already living in this house for free.
Yeah.
So true. What else is there to budget?
Food. Well, that's the thing though. I mean, some of them do have like this entrepreneurship thing going, but their day-to-day life isn't like, you know, it's taken care of, you know. So they're there, they don't have to pay lodging, I suppose. But they're free to do whatever they want and, you know, get money. But anyway.
You know what? I think it's a good idea for, in the beginning of every episode, we should reintroduce the characters again. The cast members.
Okay.
Just so that everyone remembers and we won't have to keep referring to them as blah, 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 the blah, 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 you know.
Yeah, okay.
Okay,
so we have three guys and three girls.
Currently, we still have the original cast members.
Yep.
We have three guys and three girls. So the three girls are Mizuki. She's a office worker / barista. And we have Minori. She's a student / model. And we have Yuriko. She's a medical student.
Only. Yes. Right. And for the guys, we have Mako-chan. He's a student / baseball player.
Yes.
Not pro, so he's in the the uni league or whatever. Yeah. In the college team, basically. Yeah. And then we have Uchi.
Yeah.
He is a hairstylist.
Yes.
And he does not, he's not a student.
I don't think he's a student, but there are some confusing aspects to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the last one is Yuki.
Yes.
AKA Tapu.
Yes.
Because he's a tap dancer.
Yes, he's a tap dancer.
And he's the eldest, right?
He's the eldest.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, those are the people.
Yep.
And let's get into this episode, which is, what is it called?
It's called Showing His True Colors. That's the title of the episode. And we cut to the, well, the first scene is the date.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I think it's important to mention mm-hmm. that
the incident, this is, we have to describe the incident, well, not from last
no,
episode.
Let's just call it the Uchi Week, because that's what Tapu used, I think.
Yeah.
Uchi Week was, so in the last episode, mm-hmm. Uchi declared in front of everybody mm-hmm. that he was going to date all three girls to get to know them. And so he did that. He did that with Mizuki first, went on a sports date, basically, mm-hmm. and that was fun. Mm-hmm. And then the next was Yuriko.
Yuriko.
And
they were supposed to go to the aquarium.
Yes, they were supposed to go to the aquarium, but was caught in traffic. And so when they got there, it was closed. So they did a redo.
Yeah.
And they had lunch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, in this episode, they did a redo.
Oh, yes, true. Why am I recapping something we haven't talked about? Sorry. So, yeah, they were going to redo that date.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we'll see later.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's the at the same time,
mm-hmm.
Tapu
mm-hmm.
wanted to ask Yuriko out on a date as well.
Yeah.
And so they've gone out to eat before and drink,
mm-hmm.
but he asked her out to the aquarium,
mm-hmm.
and that's. Yeah. Was it this one?
What?
Did it start out with this one? No, yeah. Sorry.
No. So the in this episode, we first meet Yuriko and Uchi in the living room, right?
Yeah.
And Yuriko's all dressed up. She's got this really cute mint dress on. She's like, and she's
a
like,
nice color.
She's got a glass of water. And then she sees Uchi sleeping on the sofa.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, why is he not ready yet? Like,
yeah. Well, I think she knows it was Uchi and he was on the sofa.
Yeah.
What we didn't get to find out is why Uchi was sleeping on the sofa.
Yeah, why was he sleeping on the sofa? We will never know.
Yeah.
But it might have something to do with, so Yuriko confronts Uchi about something Mako-chan told her through the phone, right?
Yeah, this was after
their first date.
The date where they basically failed to go on the date. So instead of going to an aquarium, they kind of like had a place.
Yes, they just had drinks.
Dinner?
Drink? Yeah.
Yeah.
And so yeah, Mako-chan basically told Yuriko that Uchi thought that their date was a bit like tense, like it took a lot of effort.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the date he had with Mizuki was like easygoing and carefree.
Yeah, so.
And so that's why Yuriko wanted to confront Uchi about this at first, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Uchi was saying, what was he saying?
Well, he did say that.
He said, yes, I honest. Did say it.
Yeah, he you know, he just owned it, basically saying, just being honest with you, it did take more effort from me, but why I said that it was more effort than I thought
mm-hmm.
was because of how I approached
it. Yeah, he was
basically,
like, I didn't go about it the right way, he said.
Yeah, so, and he said that it wasn't her fault. So
yeah.
that pretty much calmed her down, I think.
Yeah,
right?
Like, she looked relieved, and she was
mm-hmm.
like, okay, let's go on this date.
Mm-hmm. But he did say that Mako-chan shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I would be surprised if I were in his position. I would be shocked to hear that. What? That's basically tattletaling, right?
Yeah, that's basically tattletaling.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still unclear on why
mm-hmm.
Mako-chan said this.
Yeah, and this is something that was found out in the last episode, and
mm-hmm.
it was really like a a shock to the system for a lot
for of... everyone, basically. For everyone,
because we didn't think this would, you know, happen with Mako-chan.
Because he seemed so cool and collected, you know? He right. looked like he was put together.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so that was the end of their conversation. Mm-hmm. They were getting ready to go. Mm-hmm. Or, well, she was already.
Yeah.
And so Uchi went to get ready. Mm-hmm. And she said that they glad they talked. And mm-hmm. so... put everything behind mm-hmm. them and just went on the date, basically. Mm-hmm. We cut to the intro,
mm-hmm.
and then we cut to the date.
Yeah.
And
where they're just having lunch, I think.
They're just having lunch, yeah. And Uchi's like in this weird getup with a hat.
He's got like a maroon fedora or whatever. It's not a fedora. It was just like a
hat. It was a fedora.
Was it a fedora?
It was like a suede fedora or something like that, but...
What other material would you use fedoras? Would you make fedoras out of, like, apart from suede? They're all suede, right?
Wool?
Maybe, yeah. I
don't know. I have a woolen... Well, it's not a fedora, but... Yeah. But anyway, they just go out...
Yeah.
...to eat, right? Because mm-hmm. in the last episode, like, he was asking her whether they should still go to the aquarium, but maybe they don't need to.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, no, it was kind of weird for Yuriko at that moment, so... But in the end... they didn't go to the aquarium, yeah. they just had lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And so they talk about, you know, their dating life, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Yuriko asked Uchi
mm-hmm.
how many girlfriends he's had. And he said, like, about 4 or 5 after, mm-hmm. like, forgetting the number and something mm-hmm. like that. And it turns out she also had, like, 5, right?
Yeah.
And this is a funny... exchange.
Mm-hmm.
I would have not known how to respond, honestly, because if I was in Uchi's place, shoes, because Yuriko said that she thought that he would be like popular with the girls.
Yeah, she thought he was a player.
Yeah,
but the thing is, like, I already knew he wasn't a player. Like, even when I first watched Boys and Girls in the City, he looked like an awkward person to me. Maybe he had good style, but not like he didn't seem like a super confident
person. He had the air of like, oh yeah, I got this. We don't know if that's true. I mean, he is still the only guy from the three who was, you know, kind of, I suppose, courageous enough to, like, ask all the girls out
that's
on
true.
A date.
That's
I
true,
mean,
that's
I
true.
Don't think people go about it that way.
No.
But, yeah, so he did that.
Yeah.
And so I think he's somewhat of a player. At least he knows what he wants. He's a bit of a schemer in mm-hmm. how he approaches things. I mean, the way he thinks about dates based on the conversation that he had with Yuriko mm-hmm. before their date was very tactical.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like measured.
So maybe not a schemer. He's just a strategist, I feel.
Yeah. But...
So, like, because if you're, like, a schemer, you usually don't, like... give away your intentions. You're not like upfront about like, hey, I want to go out with all of you so I know which one of you I like, you know.
Yeah, but I think that's like scheming, because like he's knowingly pitting the girls
together
against
each other, against
themselves, like among themselves.
I mean I don't know if we can call it, well, maybe, yeah, I guess you could call it pitting them against each other, but like so far none of them have said that Uchi is like in their top, like their top crush or whatever, right?
True. Everyone in the first episode was that they all the girls said that they liked Mako-chan because of his cool exterior.
Yes, that's true.
Uchi was a bit of a, I guess he was what's the word? Unique. Let's say
unique.
Because he was a hairdresser and
he
brought with him his sewing machine.
Yeah.
And so he was a bit styling and all that. Mm-hmm. And so people thought, oh yeah, he's like posh. He's a posh boy right here. He may or may not be a player, but he's posh and he's like, likes to set things up as if they're like, you know, glamorous or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Or so I feel. What was I gonna say after that?
Mm.
can't remember. Anyway, yeah, so Yuriko says that she thought he would go through all the girls
like really quickly
because he was a player or something. And yeah, no, he was what was he, what was his response? He was pretty cool about it. Yeah. Which means that, yeah, I guess he did think it through. But anyway, that was like short date.
Yeah, super short date because she had to go somewhere.
Right, she might have had to like go to school. Hospital or something.
Yeah.
I don't know if she has a, she's in that phase of her studies where she needs to
intern?
Yeah.
Not yet.
Okay. Well, anyway, it just cuts to Uchi sewing on the living room floor at home. And then Mako-chan just came home from practice, I guess. And he called him up like, hey, sit down. Sit down and let's talk. And he said it straight to Mako-chan that wasn't cool what you did regarding, you know,
tattletaling,
basically. And so the thing that I didn't like about this, like, from this scene, I really started not liking Mako-chan because, well, it was as if he didn't feel like
it guilty
was
his, about it.
Yeah, he didn't feel guilty about it.
Yeah.
He didn't feel it was wrong. I mean, if someone says you're wrong and you think it's right, well, you can be diplomatic about it. But he was like,
he wasn't even being diplomatic about
it. No, because like he told Uchi that Mizuki told me to apologize to you. But he didn't apologize. So what was the point of bringing up the fact that somebody told me to apologize to you if it's not about, you know, saying basically that, hey, I'm not apologizing to you. I think I'm right.
Yeah.
That's an attitude that you don't need when you're living together with people. And so he didn't apologize.
Yeah, no, it should have, like he should have just been like even if he thought he was right, he should have been like, I'm sorry that my actions hurt you, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to say that, you know, I thought I was right, but I was right, you know.
Yeah, yeah. You know, people would say something along the lines of, I'm sorry if it caused you any confusion, or if it caused anyone any confusion. But this is how I saw it. Maybe if he said it that way, then Uchi would have to, like, listen up to what his point of view.
Yeah.
Which he didn't say anyway.
No.
He was just like, yeah, someone told me to apologize to you. So he didn't own it, you know?
No.
He was like, what is this? So
he's like, why are you confronting me about this? Like, you shouldn't have said it in the first place.
Yeah.
That's basically what Mako-chan was saying. He was insinuating that, well,
What's it to you,
you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it was a first date, so, you know, it's bound
chill.
To be.
Chill.
And you're just like, well, I mean, it's one thing to make Uchi look bad, but it's another thing for, like, you to make the girl that went on a date with Uchi feel bad about herself.
You know? Right. Because, like, making people, you know, find out that they make other people uncomfortable on dates.
Yes, it's not a good feeling. You know?
Why would you say that in the first place? Like, who are you to say that to Yuriko?
Yeah.
In the first place. Because you're not her love interest at this very moment.
Yeah.
Because of this whole Uchi week, I suppose. If anything, perhaps Mako-chan was that kind of struggling to you know, kind of react to that. And so that's why he got, like, I don't know, we'll never know. I mean, it's pretty intense.
Super intense.
And we cut to the commentators after that. Do you want to say anything about the commentators?
Not in particular. The commentators basically said what we said.
Yeah. So in the last episode, I think most of the commentators thought he was just dumb.
Yeah, they were for just split. They were like, is he dumb? Like, is he like just careless, or is he like
a schemer?
Yeah, did he tattle on Uchi on purpose?
Yeah. And then I guess there was a consensus this time around that he wasn't dumb, but he was a jerk, you know? And everyone was saying that, what we basically said. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, and it's funny that Yama-chan, one of the commentators, again, we didn't, do we need to reintroduce the commentators as well, you think?
No, not yet. Unless they say something like, super interesting.
Yeah, anyway, we have like, what, 5 commentators?
Yes.
And
5 or 6?
5 or 6?
6. 6. 6 boys, and 3 girls and 3 boys.
Oh, right. 3 girls, 3 boys. Just like the formula.
Yes.
For the housemates. Members, yes. And basically one of the boys, Yama, said like, yeah, Mako-chan is a jerk like me. And I find that funny. It's like, why would you identify with him? Well, he's self-deprecating, but also the one to like the juicy you know, conflict.
He loves the drama.
He loves the drama.
He's probably like me in the sense that he really likes maybe like dramatic reality TV shows, like, you know, Jersey Shore, you know, Real World.
Yeah. Anyway, where were we? Oh yeah, commentators, and that we cut to the ferry terminal, which was weird. I didn't know where were they going, and it turns out that it was Uchi and Minori's turn to go.
Yeah, it was their date.
So how Uchi prepared it was to kind of like mix it up a bit among the girls so that they wouldn't like, you know, think that he was approaching them in the same way and like just, you know, giving them marks and whatever and just comparing between them. He set out different requirements, I guess, for the date.
Yes.
In the first date with Mizuki, Uchi told her to basically take care of the date for him. Like, you take me out, you plan it out, and you just, you know, give me a good time.
Yes.
that's the message that came across at the first instance, and you know, I didn't like him then.
Yeah.
And so to differentiate from that, he told Yuriko that he would be preparing something. He would be bringing her somewhere.
Yes.
Mizuki, I think, actually...
Minori?
No. Mizuki was like... when she heard that, it was like, hey, why did I have
to
do it?
Yeah, yeah,
and then he kind of like made a good save there, saying, yeah, this is... I want them all the dates to be approached differently.
Yeah, and like he did say that he thought that each approach would be based on his his perception of their personality. Right?
So the girls couldn't say anything. Oh, they was like, oh yeah, I guess
that's, like, it makes sense because, like, you know, sense. Mizuki, she's a boss, you know, she's like, she takes care of everything and everyone.
Yeah,
and so
no.
He was like, she can take care of this date.
That's why I thought he was very like, he's very observant.
He's very perceptive. Yes.
Yeah, he's very perceptive about that.
Yeah.
And with Yuriko is like, yeah, I'm gonna do something for you, and it does play into her personality.
Yes.
Actually.
Yes.
What's kind of wishy-washy in the middle is this current date with Minori.
Yes.
They so Uchi said that they would think about it together.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, oh, okay, they'll plan this out together. Yeah. There's it's not really, you know, there aren't any surprises.
Mm-hmm.
Like the first two dates,
yeah.
Like they know where this is going, and they decide to go fishing.
Oh at, yeah, that's cute.
At what is it called?
Izu Oshima Island
or something.
Yes.
And they took a ferry there. It was a very nice red cho colored ferry. It was nice. It was like
cute.
Teal and like hot pink or something.
Mm-hmm.
I was very like wowed by that. It stood out so much in the panorama shot, basically. And then so they get there and they Well, on their way there, they talked, right? Mm-hmm. On the ferry. And they talked about the Minori. They talked about Mako-chan and what how people thought of him.
Yeah.
And Uchi was like, because I think Minori brought it up first.
Minori was the one who brought it up.
You're right. Yeah, he was like asking, how's it going with
Mako-chan?
Because like, oh yeah, it was probably awkward. And mm-hmm. so, yeah, based on that mm-hmm. conversation, her
feelings towards yeah, Mako-chan have totally changed.
Completely.
Totally changed. Like, right. You know, in we have this saying in Indonesian, it's called ill feel, which is yeah. like ilang feeling, which means your feelings have disappeared.
Yes. Like just like that.
Yes.
Yeah, that was the Sano snap, by the way. No one got that. But what I mean to say is that she said the title of this episode.
Yeah.
He showed his true colors.
Ooh.
And that was like a turning point for Minori. And so mm-hmm. she thought he was cool and collected, but he was not.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so I think that was the extent of their conversation,
yeah, I think so.
Basically, until they actually got to the island. And they, you know, they started fishing.
Yeah, they have a good time. They caught one fish on their last try.
Yeah, on Minori's last try. And it was a big halibut or something, you know, those flat fish. It was a flat fish.
It was a flat fish, but I don't know what they're called. Are they just called flat fish?
They're, I don't know. I assume because I was in Canada once that they're all halibut. Fish.
What are halibut? I don't think I've ever eaten a halibut.
That's
before.
The name of the fish that's flat and has both eyes on one side. That's what I know. I don't know. But anyway,
yeah.
Weird part. They cut to a scene.
Oh, is this the cow scene?
No.
Oh, no, which scene is
this? This is cutting to the scene where Mizuki is swimming alone in the pool at home.
Oh, I love the scene. The initial scene is like Minori and Uchi just like having fun on their date, and then suddenly we cut back home and Mizuki's in this like really cute bikini, and she's like, she got a hot body, she's on the donut float or whatever in the pool, but she's like completely alone, and she literally says, I wonder why no one's at home or something like that.
That was so staged, and that was the whole scene.
Yeah, that was
like
the whole
we cut
scene.
Back to the date, and that was like, what was that about? They just had to throw her in there.
They just had to show that Mizuki actually used the pool, because she's never been in the pool before.
Yeah, I think they just like thought, the producers thought that, oh man, we gotta like cross off this off our list.
Yeah.
And like, because like it's getting weird, the weather or whatever.
Yeah.
Because later on we find out that Mizuki stops swimming because it rains and all that. So that was the only time to shoot her. Like playing in the pool, but alone.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, to be fair, she was the only one who hasn't been in the pool because everyone else went in together, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
And so yeah. So it was like, okay, everyone's in the pool now. We've done that. We've scratched that off. And we're back to the date between Uchi and Minori. And so...
Is this the cow part?
Yeah, they come back to a scene like after they catch their last and only fish.
Yeah.
They went to see the cows on the pasture. And, and
Minori keeps repeating, cow, cow.
Cow in Japanese, which is what?
Ushi.
Ushi, which is close to Uchi. So I thought that meant something. But she was like, Ushi. Ushi. Like, okay, she loves cows. I want to take care of one, whatever.
Yeah,
she said
that.
And that was cute.
That was really cute.
Yeah. And then they kind of have like a moment where they both like talk off each other, saying Uchi, Uchi.
They just keep saying Uchi,
cow,
Uchi, Uchi.
Cow, cow. And yeah, that was it. And then they ate and Minori made bento.
Yes.
That was like impressive. I thought, oh wow, she's making an effort for him.
Yes, that is true. I was like surprised because she doesn't seem like the domestic type. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you can imagine like Mizuki and what's the name?
Yuriko.
And Yuriko cooking.
Mm-hmm. But not Minori.
But not Minori.
Because she's a he's a bit of a tomboy.
She's a bit of a tomboy. She's like, remember when we went to our friend's house last week?
Yeah.
And then our friend was asking, he was asking me, hey, do you cook at home? And then before I could answer, he says, probably not. Tama does all the cooking, right? And
so you mean she's like you?
Yeah, she's like me. I was insulted, but it was true. Like, why did you have to say something so controversial yet so brave?
Own it. By the way, the real answer is neither of us cook at the moment, at least. But yes, if we had a kitchen, I think I would cook. If we had an oven, then
I would bake.
Yes. Or so she claims. Gave me that impression before
Tama
we got together.
Tama thinks I tricked him into marrying me by telling him that I bake delicious cookies, which is true.
And cakes.
But I haven't baked in like 5 years.
Yeah, so like I'm still waiting out on this Aoife the baker part of her. I don't know when I'll see it, but probably when we get a new place.
Yes, hopefully. Fingers crossed, guys.
Yeah. Anyways.
So yeah, Minori made a bento.
And she was glad that Uchi noticed.
Yes.
And that was like,
oh, and he says that it tasted good.
Yeah, of course.
Because I feel like he would be like the honest type. Like, if it didn't taste good, he would be like, the seaweed is crispy or something like that. He wouldn't say it's good, right?
It's good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, like, but then maybe for him, like food, like
tastes all the same.
I don't know. Could you be honest about food? Some people are okay with.
I think you should be honest about food. Like, I mean, like not like, this tastes disgusting, but just be like.
But like in like generally in pop culture, it's like whenever we get these scenes, it's never honest. It's like
that's true.
You eat.
Yeah.
And you know it tastes bad, by the look of the on their
the
faces and
face.
The and the things they say. Yes, good. You know. And so we don't know if he means that or not, but at least he seems sincere, that's right. And then he told her that, you know, out of the three dates I've been on with the girls, this is the most date-like.
Yeah.
And so I think from this point on,
He's leaning towards Minori,
that's what I think. But then I get, like, completely flabbergasted by what he says, right after that, that and
all right,
you're like a little brother,
yeah,
and that's like, whoa, okay, I know this. He's like trying to throw her off or something, make her
because it's weird because he says you're like a little brother, but then he says because I'm most comfortable with you, right?
That's a backhanded compliment makes you think like, oh, okay, so maybe I can be better for him, but at least he likes me, something kind of like that. And so it does make her happy, and she shows it. She says it, I think. Oh, yes, I'm happy.
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
And so that was the date, and that was a cute date.
It was a cute date. I like that date.
Yeah, even though I think if like, after seeing all three dates, I still think that Mizuki one was the best.
Most fun.
Yeah, it was fun. It was like...
That's true.
Like, if Uchi didn't like that, then he's pretty dull.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, come on. Like, he probably got thrown off by that as well. But really, like, if you play at an arcade together, a sports arcade, how is that not fun?
I guess
you know,
so.
Right?
That's true.
And
yeah.
And how is that not like a, you know, it does the work to make people bond together, right?
Yes.
But I guess he's thinking, hey, yeah, okay, I'm liking this one the best because we go out, we do some fishing,
yeah,
we talk to cows, we ate a bento lunch, or maybe like I'm starting to think that maybe he did like it most because he. Cooked for her.
She cooked for him, sorry.
Yeah. Maybe.
Probably.
Anyway. After that, they cut to the boys' room. And all three of them are there.
Yeah.
It starts off pretty innocent, like, Tapu-esque. So, how was Uchi week?
Yeah.
And then he says a bunch of things I forget, but what I came away with from that scene was that it was tense, because here's like Mako-chan and Uchi finally like kind of like at each other's throats.
Yeah, so
like in a passive aggressive way.
So, you know, so what happened? Tap was basically saying, "Hey, can you guys like catch me up on all this shit that's been happening, because I've heard things here and there, but I haven't heard the full story," which like makes me wonder, where the hell have you been?
Tap dancing.
And then Uchi was like, "Yeah, I went on the dates, they were good, but you know, Mako said something that he shouldn't have said, right?" Mm-hmm. You know, because I feel like this guy's room is like supposed to be a sanctuary, right? Basically, yeah, is what he says.
It's the boys club. We can say what we like.
Yeah.
As long as
the first rule of Fight Club is you don't talk about Fight Club, right?
Yeah.
I've never watched Fight Club, by the way.
Oh my god. We need to.
This is not To All the Boys, okay? We don't have to watch it.
We watched To All the Boys. What was it called? I Loved, right?
To All the Boys I've Loved, yeah.
To All the Boys I've Loved. That's a great.
It's a great rom-com. Yeah. And the soundtrack is great.
Yeah. Obviously, because it's like old stuff mixed with new stuff.
Yes.
Very edgy.
Yes.
Anyway.
And then Mako like tries to defend himself. He was like, well, if you don't feel like sharing stuff with us, then don't, right? And then Uchi goes, of course he would. Like, any normal person who's like pissed off, he says, well, maybe I won't then. And I'm like,
yeah.
Why doesn't Tap say anything? Like,
yeah, I like the fact that after that, the commentators like chimed in after this. They said, yeah, like, I think Tap doesn't know how to chime in on this one, because all he's about is like the future. I was like, that's funny. Yeah, totally. But anyway, back to that point, Mako-chan actually like, he heard the sneer that Uchi made when he said that, which was appalling on its own.
I
was like, wow, he had you know, the guts to say something like that. And I was like, what is that? You don't say that. And then like, it does make me feel like he's really dense and really thinks that he's not the guilty party here.
I mean, I get maybe he thinks that you shouldn't, it doesn't matter if you share things or not, because the thing is going to be filmed anyway, right? Maybe that's his mentality.
I don't know if his mentality is that he's on TV. I don't know. Really, I
feel like, because I don't understand. And you know, the panelists, the commentators, they're also confused too. Like, why would someone tattletale on about this, you know? Because it's such a weird thing. Uh-huh. And you know, it's like an what do you call it again? A rule that you don't talk
unspoken rule, unwritten law. Like the band.
You know, if you just like, for example, if you sleep in the same room, right, and you guys talk about shit in that room, you don't talk about that shit outside that room with other people.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so that was like very tense. Did we have that background music? The
oh shit! Oh no! Background music was in the first scene where Uchi and Mako-chan were.
Yeah.
Uchi was confronting Mako-chan.
Yeah.
It was like a lot of guitar and rock.
Yeah. No. So that's something we picked up on Terrace House. They literally tried to like bring up the drama by adding like metal music or sometimes what's that. That Skrillex type of music. Mm-hmm. I can't remember. It's really sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. It just gives me somewhat of a comedic factor to it, honestly. But yes, that was it for the boys room. It cuts to Oshiage. And it's the aquarium date between Tapu and Yuriko.
Yes.
And it works out. You
know, it's like a really nice date.
They went to the aquarium. So, funny, we have to mention this, of course, because in the last episode, Uchi, as he said that he was gonna take care of the date for Yuriko, had plans to bring her to an aquarium. But of course, because of the traffic, it was too late. And that was kind of also a bit of a sticking point, I think, between the boys. Like between Uchi and Tap, because they're basically going on the same date, right? And that was pretty much awkward. I think.
Yeah.
Still recording, right?
Yep, we're recording.
Anyway. So the aquarium date. I really want to go there, by the way. It's a great aquarium from what I see on the episode. And it worked out, it was fun. They're having fun. Well, at least Yuriko is having fun.
Yeah, she loves aquariums, so she's just like, yes.
Aquariums. And they look at the penguins. She makes a remark about how they're looking straight in the same
direction.
And it's like, hey, they're like you, looking straight into the future. Oh my god, that, if I was him, it was like a slap on the face.
Yeah.
That's so funny. And then, what else did they see? They saw sea snakes. She made an inference that, you know, they were mating under the sand and they got nasty or whatever. I was like, whoa, okay. Well, I guess she's a medical student.
Yes.
And that's what medical students joke about.
Probably.
Right? Anyways, after that they had
Dinner. They had dinner at an okonomiyaki and monjayaki place called Benten,
and
which Tama and I have eaten at.
Yeah, we've actually been there.
It's around Asakusa
Temple
in Tokyo.
And that was great. It was great to see that.
I remember the first time seeing that and I was like, oh shit, is that the place that we ate at?
Yep.
Because, so I used to go to school in Japan, right? For those who don't know yet. And a lot of my friends who graduated with me are actually still living in Japan, but they live in Tokyo and they're working in Tokyo. So I had asked my friends, hey, could you guys pick a place for us all to eat? And they chose this place.
Benten.
It was
Shout out to Benten.
Yep. Food is great.
It is great. We make our own okonomiyaki.
Yes.
Basically, the tables are
grills.
Grills, yeah. Right? Yeah, like steel grills. Yeah, and then you make your own okonomiyaki on the spot, because basically what okonomiyaki is like a pancake with
all cabbage,
all the ingredients like thrown in at the same time and cooked on the spot.
It's
like
a savory pancake, basically.
Yeah, it's a savory pancake where you just put it on the pan, the griddle, and you just let it do its thing.
Yes.
It's fun. And they talked, right? Do you have anything to say about that?
Not really, just that. So he was talking about taking her to Blue Note, which is, I guess, this really expensive jazz club in Tokyo.
Yep. It's one of the best
jazz clubs.
The most well-known jazz clubs and institutions, basically, because they have their own label and thing.
Oh,
I think if I'm not mistaken, please correct me if I'm wrong. I haven't touched any Blue Note stuff since like 2008 or something.
Oh shit, that's
like
10 years ago.
Yeah, I used to like sell CDs from the Blue Note label.
Oh,
so
I see.
And in my bookstore, and well, not my bookstore, in a bookstore. And so, yeah, I know, like, about, well, it's pretty hip. This Blue Note label is like a legendary label. And I guess they have their own place. I'm not sure if it's the same thing that everyone else is talking about. But, yeah, I can imagine Blue Note being expensive and, like, you know, the place to go, basically, for jazz.
But she was, like, really enthusiastic about
Blue Note? I love Blue Note, but isn't that expensive? Oh, my God.
To be honest, that's how I would react to. Like,
yeah.
If I heard, like, someone was going to take me to Blue Note, I'd be like, bitch, you got a lot of money. You're going to him into Blue Note. And he was like,
yeah, he was kind of like playing it cool. Yeah, I know a guy who, you know, works there and all of that. And then, like, the conversation, it comes down to a fizzle. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly,
she just whispers. She's just like, I want to go to Blue Note.
I swear to God, that's like her move. That's so Yuriko. She just like says up front what she likes. Like, this is the exact same thing she did with aquariums. Mm-hmm. And so she whispered in her voice. Mm-hmm. I guess it's her version of Inception or something.
Yeah.
And said, I want to go to Blue Note. Not necessarily with Yuki.
Yeah, she just says she wants to go.
She really wants to go. It doesn't matter if she went with him or not, but if someone's bringing her, yeah, well, hell, why not?
That's true, that's true.
And,
that's it, really.
Yeah, I mean, she says something about him being unapproachable or something.
No, it was more like, oh, you'd be hella cool if you performed it, you know.
Yeah, that's because Tap.
Yeah.
Was aiming to perform his at Blue Note one day. At Blue Note.
Yeah.
Blue Note.
Blue Note? Blue Note.
He said Blue Note. Yeah. Anyway, what's after that?
Oh, we cut to the
Mizuki, yeah.
Yeah.
So she's working at her cafe.
Yeah.
As the
barista.
The part time barista. At this cafe called Latest. I have not been there, and so I'd like to see it.
Like, a lot of Terrace House fans go there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I believe so.
Because I'm just like, but because it makes sense. It's just like the one place you know that a Terrace House member will be at, you know? Because everyone else is like a model or whatever. And you're just like, where would you go find this model?
Yeah, that's true.
Whereas Mizuki, she's like a barista, so she's gonna be working at a cafe.
Yeah, and this is one of the aspects that I like about Terrace House. Mm-hmm. It's a quasi tourist show.
Mm-hmm.
So it shows you like the hip places to go to. Mm-hmm. And it does its job promoting Tokyo very well. Mm-hmm. Or other parts of Japan, basically. Yeah. Wherever they're shooting the show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really good. I mean, in another season, we have soba, a soba place that got so much attention because of the show, and it's great. I'd like to go there myself as well. And the fact that we went to one as well, well, we actually predated the we went there before Terrace House.
Before we watched Terrace House,
so we didn't know. Maybe your friends knew. I don't know if. They knew.
I think I only have like one friend who watches Terrace House.
Yeah. Anyway, that was a while ago, and I'd like to think that we did it first. But yeah, it doesn't make us any cooler on it, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah, we've been there. The food's good. It's all good. And
Yuriko comes and visit.
Right.
Because she wants Mizuki. To talk to Mizuki.
Yeah. Well, so she was kind of coy about it. He was like, you know, I just came to visit. I haven't been.
To your workplace
and or like, anybody else's, but we just saw like tap dance at his place like a week ago in the previous episode, and so that was a weak excuse.
So Yuriko just basically wanted to talk to Mizuki about
Mako-chan,
and this was hella surprising to everyone.
Yeah,
right.
I was still confused, honestly, when I was watching this again. But please.
So
tell.
Basically, she was just saying how even though Mako-chan did what he did, right?
Mm-hmm. Tattletale.
Tattletailed.
Mm-hmm.
She was still super into Mako-chan.
Yeah.
Like, he was still number one in the list of guys in the house.
Yeah.
And then even Mizuki was like, the fuck? What?
Yeah, that was like, whoa.
Yeah, and Yuriko was just saying, oh, but how do you think Minori feels about him? Because right. Minori was super close with Makoto in the beginning, right?
Right, and it didn't, like, she likes him, but she feels weird about asking him out after what happened between Mako-chan and Minori.
Yes.
And I guess she just hasn't talked to me. Of course, she hasn't talked to Minori about this, and she doesn't know that, like, what the audience knows. Mm-hmm. That, you know, she's changed her mind in this episode, mm-hmm. and so it should work out for her, but we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just basically she likes him still.
Basically, she still likes
and,
him.
And I agree to what the commentators say later on, mm-hmm. that, you know, she hasn't seen Mako-chan. She's the recipient of the good side of him. You
That's
know?
True.
Like she's been shown his good intentions, mm-hmm. quote unquote. So yeah, of course she doesn't have a problem with him yet, because she doesn't know the extent of him tattletaling.
Yes.
Because with
true.
Uchi is like, because Uchi didn't like, he only said that, yeah, Mako-chan shouldn't have said that, but that's all he did.
Yeah.
He didn't like tell her, like, yeah, it's been pretty tense between us,
mm-hmm.
because of this,
mm-hmm.
And it's understandable. He didn't want her to feel uncomfortable,
yeah.
I suppose. So she's like
she still has a pretty good impression of him.
Exactly, and so Uchi's also. I think in this particular scene or scenario, he's being, you know, he's putting, well, what's the word I'm looking for? He's just playing his part, you know,
mm-hmm.
kind of like not trying to bring Mako-chan down because of what's happened, you
mm-hmm.
know, it's like, yeah, no, what's between you and me, we got out of the way, I owned it,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I wasn't feeling the best about myself when we were dating,
mm-hmm.
that kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
and then so when we were out on that date,
mm-hmm.
I meant. And so, oh, she thought, okay, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm relieved. And so, yeah. Mako-chan's still in the clear,
mm-hmm.
as of now, in Yuriko's eyes.
Yes.
And even though we know that Mizuki, she basically, like, made an intervention, basically.
Yeah, she basically, like, gave him an ultimatum, right?
Yeah, she just went hard on him and just,
mm-hmm.
like, said it straight to him,
mm-hmm.
and Minori changed her mind about him, telling
mm-hmm.
that to Uchi, you know.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. But one other thing I'd like to say about that scene,
mm-hmm.
was that Yuriko also knows that Mizuki is into him as well. And I think that by telling her how that she, you know, she was kind of hesitant about talking to Minori or what to do about this with
mm-hmm.
Minori,
mm-hmm.
That she's not thinking of her feelings either.
Probably not. I mean,
or did
we
she
as
not make it clear to her as well?
I mean, we as the audience know that Mizuki does not like Mako-chan anymore. Right?
Does not like Mako-chan,
yeah.
But in the beginning she did like
yes.
Mako-chan.
But we as the audience also don't know if Mizuki told Yuriko that she doesn't like Mako-chan anymore because
right.
of his actions. Because to be honest, I have a feeling that she probably didn't even tell Yuriko that she went to Mako-chan's room last week and told him,
true.
Hey, please don't hurt Yuriko's feelings, right?
Yeah.
I have a feeling that she did that, like, on her own. She just went out of the room and she was like...
That was hella dramatic.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how they staged it in a way that no one else knew, honestly. But, yeah, well, we'll just have to believe that there is no script to this show, as they say every single opening.
So, yeah, I don't know if Yuriko still thinks that Mizuki likes Mako-chan or not.
That's right. Fair enough, yeah.
Right.
So, she still likes him.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we get out of this.
Yes.
And so, we just cut shortly to the commentators and basically say that Mako-chan's comeback during that scene between the boys, I think,
mm-hmm.
was like
how an ugly girlfriend would respond. And it's like, what does that mean? It's like, I cracked up on that. I was like, what? Okay, whatever. And that was the only thing I noted down from the commentators. We cut to the last scene.
Which is the weirdest ass scene in the world, to be honest.
Yeah. Right. It's so confusing.
Okay, so you want to talk about it, or you want me to talk about it? Okay, so we find Yuriko watching old episodes of Terrace House, Boys and Girls Next Door.
The original season,
one that's aired on Fuji TV, right?
OG.
And then suddenly we see Makoto approaching her, and he's like, oh, can we go
talk
downstairs in the playroom
so
no one can hear us? Except the cameras, of course.
Of course. They even like made that one shot where he closed the door.
Yeah.
I'm going to close the door so no one can hear us. But then after that, right away, we have the cameras.
Yes, like, of course.
It's so weird. It's not believable, but, anyway.
So he starts off... So I think in the beginning we're led to believe that he's apologizing to her, right?
That's what I thought would happen, right? Like, he would own it up and say, like, you know, I did some shit. Perhaps you didn't notice, but I did some shit, and I'm sorry if I made any confusion. Mm-hmm. Or that's at least what we thought we would hear from him. But it's not.
It's not. So basically, Mako-chan was just complaining about Uchi Week. Mm-hmm. About Uchi declaring and deciding to go on a date with the girl separately. Three separate dates with the girls, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Mako-chan just goes, I thought that was weird and wrong, you know?
Mm.
Which is, you know, it's an opinion you can have, but I personally believe that Uchi was fair, you know? Uchi didn't hide the fact that he was going to go on a date with all three girls.
Yeah.
He was straight up. He was like, I'm going to go on a date with all three girls. I'll give you all a fair chance.
Yeah. I mean, he's showboating.
Yeah.
In my eyes, he's kind of like showing out, hey, look, I'm confident. I'm cool. I'm going to ask all of you girls out.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care what you guys think of me. That kind of thing. But, you know, in spite of that, please continue.
Yeah. And Mako-chan then linked this with his having had feelings for Minori in the beginning, right? He was like, you know, in the beginning, I like Minori. And you can see Yuriko's face being confused. Like, why are you telling me this, right?
Yeah.
And then, so basically, Mako-chan was just saying how he felt ill-feel.
Ill-feel, what is that in English again?
He got turned off. Yeah, he got turned off by seeing Minori preparing the bento, the lunchbox, for her date with Uchi. He was like, that turned me off so bad. And I was like, what the fuck? You didn't like her in the first place if that turned you off, you know? You guys weren't dating or whatever.
Yeah, I guess it's really about how he's not able to deal with the fact that a girl that he's
into,
vying for or into, is, you know, showing some effort for a guy that asked her out.
Yeah.
You know? And I was like, okay.
And he just kept saying that, yeah, you know, I thought what Uchi was doing was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, dude, chill your tits. I was like, what are you
doing? Yeah, no. It's confusing.
Like, how did this conversation even end? I don't even remember.
It kind of like simmered out, basically, because I really don't know what he was going at, and Yuriko wasn't either. I'm pretty sure that she had no idea what he was talking to. Yes, I believe the last thing that was said was like from Yuriko, and she was said, so that's how it is, and that's like the most generic thing you can say if you don't understand something. Like, oh, I see. It's basically that. And it was weird just because they were talking about Uchi.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, just felt so conflicted about this scene so much. Because, like, why does he have to tell Yuriko about this?
Mm-hmm.
like that he no longer likes Minori. Is he trying to lead her on, mm-hmm. or does he not know that perhaps these girls are into him? Mm-hmm. Is he completely dumb, mm-hmm. and, you know, what's the word in Japanese? It's KY.
KY.
What is...
Kuki Yominai, so you can't read the atmosphere.
Yeah, you can't read the air, you know, what's going on, mm-hmm. and... Or is he a schemer, you know? I'm kind of like thinking, so, okay, we have someone who's kind of rotten, mm-hmm. but I don't know how he's going about things. Is he rotten because he's just a bad person? He doesn't want to acknowledge this, mm-hmm. and he's so full of himself? Mm-hmm. Or is he just dumb? And being dumb about it makes him rotten? I don't know. Mm-hmm. What about you?
I don't know either.
Yeah, I mean, we can talk about this scene.
I mean, the saga is probably going to continue next week.
Yeah. Because that was the last episode. That was where we cut off, right? Mm. That was the last scene in the episode, I mean. And that was... Yeah, you know, that left me with a lot of weird feelings about this guy.
Even 2 years after you watched the first series.
Yeah. I mean, this is rewatching it. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, to be fair, I forgot what happened. A lot of the things that happened. I do remember that he was a bit of a dick. Mm-hmm. But not in this way. Like, oh, okay, I'm starting to remember now. Oh, this is like, is this really how he is? Like, I can't remember that. I don't even remember what happens to him. Like... You know
what happens to him, JJ.
What happens,
and then we end this episode.
Yeah, at that. We'll leave it at that.
Oh my god! So that was a really good episode. Very juicy, very Real Housewives like.
Yeah, it's reality TV.
Yes.
It's not what
and
people
it's
say.
And it's an episode that makes you want to know more. To be honest, like it's one of the. One of those episodes where you're like, oh, I want to watch the next episode now.
So are you saying it's a cliffhanger?
Yeah, it's a cliffhanger.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, I can... Yeah, I do want to know what happens. Right. It's just, I perhaps don't care about him, about Mako-chan anymore that much, mm-hmm. but... It's always interesting to
like
to
see
how it pans out, yeah. how it affects the other roommates, housemates.
That's true.
Yeah, and I think we can leave it at that.
Yes. I guess, as always, if you guys have any comments, critiques, or suggestions, input, whatever, you guys want to send us memes, you know.
Send us memes.
You can email us at nothingshow.th@gmail.com.
Right.
Or you can follow us on Twitter. @nothingshowth in capitals.
Yeah, just the TH
just the
in
TH.
Capitals.
Yeah. And I guess that's all for us.
Yeah.
So until next time, guys.
Until next time.
Bye.
See ya.